Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah belongs to you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah belongs to only you deserves our hallelujah. Only you deserve our praise. And unto you alone we give it to. Accept it, O God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the grace to see the last working day of this week. Thank you for how far you've helped us. Thank you. Because you that have seen us through this working days, you will see us through the weekends and into another week. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, we shall be praying from the book of Romans chapter 11, verses 1 to 6. Romans 11, 1 to 6, but we, because of our time, I will jump some lines there. Does this mean then that God is so fed up with Israel that he will have nothing more to do with them? Hardly. God has been too long involved with Israel, has too much invested to simply wash his hands of them. Do you remember that time Elijah was agonizing over this same Israel and cried out in prayer, God, they murdered your prophets, they trashed your altars, I'm the only one left, and now they are after me. And do you remember God's answer? I still have 7,000 who haven't quit. 7,000 who are loyal to the finish. It's the same today. It's the same today. There is a fiercely loyal minority still. Not many, perhaps, but probably more than you think. They are holding on. Not because of what they think they are going to get out of it, but because they are convinced of God's grace and purpose in choosing them. If they were only thinking of their own immediate self-interest, they would have left long ago. Let us go before the Lord this morning. Are we in this state that Prophet Elijah was. A state of thinking God has forsaken him. A state of thinking God has left the Israelites for good. The Bible says, the way it was then, so it is now. The reply of God was that, I still have 7,000 who haven't quit. 7,000 who are loyal to the finish. Shall we go before the Lord this morning? In every way that we are getting wearied. That was where we started from on Monday. I don't know why this is coming again. In every area we are thinking, this Christian race is becoming tiring, is becoming lonely, is becoming unpopular. That was the way it has been from the beginning. But in every generation, God always keep remnants for himself. And that is our prayer this morning, that the Lord will find in us remnants in our generation. Myself, my husband, your children in our care. You will count us to be among this fiercely loyal minority. There is a fiercely loyal minority still. Not many do, but probably more than you think. This is a word of encouragement to us, that whatever it is we are going through, by the virtue of our standing for Christ, we are not alone. There are so many of our believers, fellow believers, who are also going through it, who are even going through what is even worse, and they are holding forth. The Bible says they are holding on. Let us ask for the grace to keep on holding on. No matter what, no matter how fierce the battle might be, no matter how difficult it might look, it might be to stand for God, to stand for the truth in our time. Let us pray this morning that the Lord will count us to be among this fiercely loyal minority that is keeping for himself, that are holding on. The Bible says they are holding on, not because of what they are going to get out of it, but because they are convinced of God's grace and purpose in choosing them. Let us pray that our conviction in him will not be based on what we get. That our conviction in him will be strong enough to carry us through this time, this end time. And we will not base our conviction of holding on what we will get from him. But our conviction will be based on his love, his investments. That verse 2 says, God has too long involved with Israel, has too much investment. What God has invested in us is too much for him to let us go. That was a level of commitment. That commitment of God to us is what our convictions will be based on. If we will not fall by the way, if we will not look back, if we will not go back at this end time, that the Lord will help us, that our conviction will be based on his grace and his purpose of choosing us. In the mighty name of Jesus. That last part of verse 6 says, if they were only thinking of their own immediate self-interest, they would have left long ago. Let us pray that we will not, because of immediate gain, we will not because of temporary gain of what to eat, what to wear, what to use, the things the world offers, we will not because of those things that are temporary. Let go of the great inheritance of salvation in Christ that the Lord has given unto us. The Lord will help us to hold on to this great inheritance, to cherish it, to guide it jealously, even to the end. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing we are passing through will make us to go back from following Him, will make us to let go of this great inheritance that we are to treasure. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says that I still have 7,000 who haven't quit, who are loyal to the finish. Let us pray that the Lord will help us to be loyal to Him, to the finish, to the end. The Lord will keep our husbands, He will keep us, He will keep every member of our households, His children in our care. He will preserve them, no matter how corrupted their generation may be. The Lord will preserve them unto Himself. He will preserve every member of our household to be part of this fiercely loyal minority that will stand for Him till the end. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed and received with thanksgiving. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.